News, I'm Gene Randall. This could be a critical week here in Washington, one that may bring with it a partial government shutdown. The issue was a new federal spending plan and U.S. President Donald Trump's insistence it include a down payment on his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. We have a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
I am getting little glimmers from my Republican colleagues and even from the White House that maybe they realize shutting down is a bad idea.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's view is not backed by White House advisor Stephen Miller, who tells CBS's Face the Nation President Trump would absolutely shut down the government.
At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says there is a compromise to be had, including a bill introduced earlier this year that she helped write.
It provided $2.5 billion this year and over the next 10 years to fully fund the Border Security Initiative.
Collins appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Talks between American and Afghan Taliban officials arranged by Pakistan began today in the United Arab Emirates. Washington has long maintained that Taliban leaders shelter in Pakistan with covert support from its intelligence agency. U.S. President Donald Trump urged Pakistani President Imran Khan in a letter to help get the insurgents to the table. The Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, is heading the U.S. team. Saudi Arabia has struck back hard at a bipartisan U.S. Senate resolution to end American military support for Saudi forces in Yemen, and another which blames Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The foreign ministry in Riyadh said the Senate action was blatant interference in the kingdom's internal affairs and was based on unsubstantiated claims and allegations. This is VOA News. A suspected gas explosion injured more than 40 people in a Sunday night restaurant explosion in Japan that was Saturday night. It happened in Sapporo, the capital city of Hokkaido. The powerful explosion shattered windows and scattered wooden building debris across a wide area, and the fire burned for 6 hours. None of the injuries was thought to be life-threatening. And that blast was Saturday evening. President Trump may be planning to intervene in a case of U.S. military justice, and there is some pushback from the Defense Department. We get a report from White House correspondent Saigar Meghani.
The president says he'll be reviewing the case against Matthew Goldstein, a former Green Beret charged with killing a suspected bomb maker while deployed to Afghanistan in 2010. The president yesterday tweeted Goldstein is a U.S. military hero, and he'll look into the case, in his words, at the request of many. But any presidential review or intervention could constitute unlawful command influence and jeopardize the case against Goldstein. Colonel Rob Manning, a Pentagon spokesman, said yesterday the allegations against Goldstein are a law enforcement matter. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And once again, my apologies. The explosion in Japan happened Sunday night. Political unrest over Brexit continues to roil Prime Minister Theresa May's government in Great Britain. Some are pushing renewed calls for another Brexit referendum. AP's Karen Shamus is in London.
International Trade Secretary Liam Fox told the BBC that holding another vote on Britain's EU membership would settle little in a country that backed leaving the EU in 2016 by 51.9%. Fox argued that a second referendum could give impetus to a third referendum if some voters were still unhappy with the second outcome, creating an endless and even more difficult situation. Underscoring the acrimony, May and former Prime Minister Tony Blair have exchanged sniping attacks as Blair called for a second referendum, leading the Prime Minister to describe his comments as an insult to the office he once held. Karen Shamas, London.
In France, it is the day after another weekend of yellow vest protests sparked by the rising cost of living. The movement shows signs of losing momentum, and there were far fewer arrests, but protesters continue demanding that President Emmanuel Macron resign. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen Beijing has detained, apparent retaliation for the arrest of senior Huawei telecom executive Meng Zhanzhou. She was apprehended earlier this month in Vancouver on a U.S. warrant. She is free on bail. Paul Evans at the University of British Columbia says Meng's detention raises broad concerns about the economic and political competition between the United States and China. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's VOA.